Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Coming up on this week's episode of Barb Knows Best, the podcast.
I think sometimes our immediate reaction is, what a mistake. What a mistake I have made. Why didn't I listen to myself a long time ago when I thought maybe this was not going to end the way that I thought it would? This was such a waste of time.
Hello, everyone. Hi, friends. Welcome back to Barb Knows Best, the podcast. I am your co-host, Michelle Maros, and I am sitting here with my mom, Barb, and we are so excited to be chatting with you all again this week. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Michelle.
I am really excited for this episode. I feel like, you know, we're about, 120-ish episodes into the show. And it's interesting because we always try and come up with helpful things to talk about every single week. And, you know, I feel like the first few episodes were the things that we talk about often in our work, you know, the standard stuff like meditation. I can't think of any of them, but you know what I mean? Like just the
when relationships.
When we think of, oh, let's start a podcast, like you have those ideas in your mind of like, oh, what are we going to talk about? Boom, 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 boom. But like once you get 120 deep, you got to start to like dig a little deeper and come up with some things that are new and different. But like it gets deep when you're this far deep. Put that on a quote.
Make
a sign quote for that.
I will.
And so I feel like all of that to say, because obviously you're my mom, and not, it's interesting that sometimes people still don't know that. Obviously, you know, if you're new to us or on social media, you're new to us. Barb is my mom.
We are mother daughter.
We are mother daughter. And so we're together a lot and we do a lot of things together outside of work. We live in the same town and all of that stuff. So even if we're not working, we're together. And because of that, we're always, if we're not talking about our lives, we're talking about stuff we want to talk about on the show. And I say all that to say, it's interesting that things come up in our regular lives that we're like, oh, this is kind of an obscure and different topic, but I really want to talk about it on the podcast. And today's episode is a result of like real life. We were out at lunch and you brought this up to me and I said, yeah, this sounds really cool. And I think it would be a great episode.
I was just going to say,
were you wondering where I was going? You were like,
no, I knew.
Please stop talking.
No, I knew where you were going. And that's what's so cool. This is a topic that you brought up. I think we've done several that you've called Barb's special topic or whatever. This is a topic that you brought up. And I just want to reiterate that that's what I love about this podcast so much, because it's not work. It really is not work. The intention for this podcast is to share with you all of the insights, any of the wisdom, really to share with you all our lives and the things that we notice and the things that we begin to have a deeper understanding of. And oh my gosh, this is what helps keep us from suffering so much more. This is what helps dealing with a narcissist. Mm-hmm. Oh, I could do this, this, and this and deal with a ghosting of a friend. So that's what I love about this so much. It's not really a 1, 2, 3, let's go through all the things that we've learned in the past. Yes, some of it is stuff that we've learned in the past, of course, but a lot of it is real time. so much of what we talk about on this show is real time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
You and I were talking at a lunch and I brought up a few things. You know, I know you guys may be tired of hearing about my divorce or talking about divorce or talking about all the changes that have gone on in our lives here in the past couple of years. But this came up and you were like, oh my gosh, Mom, that is so wonderful. Let's talk about this on the podcast. And this is what I love so much. So what I believe, and so often when we are together, we are having all of our normal experiences as mother-daughter, but you also have a life outside of our relationship,
right, and I have
a life outside of
our
relationship. Yeah. So it's not like we do this 24/7, but when we are talking with each other, because we share all of the details of our lives with each other, I don't think there's much that I don't know about you and that you don't know about me. And because of the work that we do, we love the insights and the wisdom and the learning that we learn, that we gain from ourselves with all of the experiences we have, because we have all the same experiences that all of you experience.
Right.
We truly do. And we're being vulnerable and want to share all that with you every week. So,
right. What I think is actually really interesting about this particular topic today, and something that I realized as we've been kind of picking apart what we want to say about it, is that it's interesting for me as your daughter. You know, I'm an adult now. I'm in my late 30s, and obviously you've always been an adult to me as my mom. But I had a weird realization as we were having this conversation when we were at the lunch, when we were talking about this, of like, you brought this up to me, and this I assume was probably the first time you were ever experiencing this particular mindset or dynamic. And as a 60-something-year-old woman, and it was interesting to me that this was something that I had already experienced in my life in my 20s, and how fascinating life is that, like, everyone's timeline is different. And it was kind of wild to me that I felt like I had already gone through this and I could share my own insights from my own experience for you, which is rare as someone being older than me and my parent. It's usually the other way around. Do you know what I'm saying? You kind of look confused.
No, because I do know what you're saying, but I don't. You have instilled and given me so much wisdom and so much insight into things as you have grown into your, as you have grown from your experiences. I am always in awe of and amazed at all of the things that I'm learning from you. And I think that's the beauty that we are trying to show from relationship, but also mother-daughter relationship, also parent-child relationship. That as parents, as adults, as humans, we are always here to learn.
Right.
And when you have that open-mindedness about that very thing, that we are in this lifetime to learn, which is my go-to. I believe strongly that I am in this lifetime to learn and then to grow and then to become, you know, the best or the greatest version of who I am already from the inside. So I just wanted to say, I didn't want you to discount how much I have learned from you.
No. And I wasn't
even
saying that as like a...
Even though you're 38 and I'm 67.
I wasn't saying that as like a self-deprecating thing.
Oh, good,
I was just saying
good.
As like, it's wild to feel like a role reversal of sorts about life. And because for most of my life, you've been married or in mm-hmm. a relationship. You know, you were divorced and single, but I was really young. So I don't have a huge recollection of that time. And so I say all of that because what I'm trying to say is, you know, you were going through a breakup in your 60s.
Yeah.
And after 30 something years of marriage, plus, you know, really being for the most part in a relationship for your whole life mm-hmm. and like dealing with what does it look like to be a single person, you know, after all of this, and really what like messy-ish breakups, how they feel and what they look like and all of that. And I have already been through that. And so it just felt interesting to kind of share my personal experiences with you about it, because I had been there and you necessarily hadn't, at least in my lifetime.
I love that. You're so right.
And so when you brought this we keep like burying the lead. But when you brought this up to me, I was like, wow, this is something that I worried about for so long when I was going through a difficult breakup, or even when I was going through a time where I felt like I needed to make changes and was frustrated with my choices or what I was doing with my life. And this mindset or this belief really plagued me and gave me a lot of anxiety and frustration for myself. And then to hear you bring it up to me now, I was like, oh my gosh, it just makes me feel like so much of our life is universal. Like, we never know when we're going to have these particular experiences, but life will give them to us along the journey. And so it's cool that we can share in it.
And I think it's really cool that you felt that way. I love that you shared that you felt that way with what I said. And here's what I said at lunch.
Okay.
Here's what I said at lunch. I said to Michelle, so going through this divorce, which was long and dragged out, and I was married 33 years, often during the several years that it took for this to become final, I would say to Michelle, I'd be in a very painful, suffering mode, or she could tell that I was just not feeling, you know, up for anything really for the day when this would happen. And I said to Michelle at lunch the other day, I said, I am so happy that I no longer feel like those 33 years were a waste of time. And the biggest smile and just like the biggest light came on inside of you. You kind of really just looked at me and smiled. And then you shared your experience of you feeling the same way from a breakup a while ago. And we started talking about this idea that how many of us feel like our lives are a waste of time. When we break up, usually it's through a breakup, or sometimes it's through a mistake. It's not always a breakup. I think sometimes we've made a huge mistake and we say, oh my gosh, why did I do that? Why did I say that? And then it was such a waste of time. What a mistake, such a waste of time. I shouldn't have done that. And I think when it comes to breakups though, which is probably most of the time that we feel that way, wow, why did I waste so much time in this relationship? Why did I waste so much time with this particular person and all of their baggage or all of their stuff? It's so fascinating for me as I reflect back on the past few years and feeling like that from time to time. First of all, what I noticed, and I want to really share this so powerfully, is that whenever I was in that mode or in that thinking process of what a waste of time, I was stuck. I realized I kind of stopped any kind of the healing process. I kind of stopped my own sense of reflection or growth or understanding. I was just stuck. It was almost like a loop. Oh my gosh, what a waste of time. How am I going to ever make up the time, or how am I ever going to get out of this? Or what was I thinking? I'm not as smart as I thought I was. I'm not as deeply into my spiritual path or my life path as I thought I was. You know, just all those things start bubbling up and you're really stuck because you're down a rabbit hole really of all the thoughts that aren't true. And I'm not saying I was stuck for a long time, but it sometimes would take me out for half a day.
Right.
You know, I might really think about it and try to think my way out of it. And there's no way to think your way out of something being a waste of time. You can't think your way out. You've got to get out of the thinking mind and get into the heart. You've got to get into the place where truth lies, because the thinking mind in those regards, in those situations, is not true.
Well, yeah, because it's kind of a vicious cycle. If you're thinking about how to think your way out of it, you're still spending time and using up more of your current time to get over the past time that you spent. And so how do you just stop putting your time into that?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, oftentimes the thinking mind in those situations is not true. It's telling you stuff that's not true. It's kind of leading you to believe that you can fix it.
Right.
That you could change it.
Which is kind of what we talked about last week.
Yeah.
You know, overthinking and anxiety and ruminating and having that worry, thinking that if I just think a little more about this, I'll get to that place.
Yes. I will be able to figure it out. I will be able, for me, it's always, I will be able to fix this. Whatever the this is, I will be able to fix it. So when I said to you at lunch, I feel so free. I feel so happy. I feel so light in my life, light in my step, that I no longer feel like those 33 years were a waste of time in my life. And you were so happy about it for me. And you said, let's do an episode on this because I think this will help people. And I think there are, I think she's right. I think Michelle is exactly right that there are people in life that think this way. We do think this way. Whenever we've gone through, especially when we've, you know, gone through a relationship, we spent a long time in a relationship, or we're bonding in a friendship or in a loving relationship, you know, or we're living in a certain place in time, living in a certain place in our lifetime, or all of the things that maybe we thought were going to be exactly what we needed to live the life of happiness and success that we were looking for. And when it ends up, you know, kind of like the gold at the end of the rainbow situation. And when it ends up not actually being that way. And I think sometimes our immediate reaction is, what a mistake. What a mistake I have made. Why didn't I listen to myself a long time ago when I thought maybe this was not going to end the way that I thought it would? This was such a waste of time.
Okay. So
that's the lead in. That's what set this whole episode up.
Yes. And I, as you've been talking and as I've been thinking about all this, it really is kind of a catch 22 when you think about time, because we talk about all the time how precious our time is. Our time is our precious resource. It's finite. It's not infinite. It's the one thing we can't get back. And so I think that knowing that, we do feel this pressure to make sure that we're not wasting it. And even when we talk on this show, you know, how are you spending your time? Is your time in alignment with who you are and what you want? And so what happens when you get down the road and you look back and you say, wait, that wasn't how I was spending my time, wasn't in alignment. And so I think it's natural to get that feeling of, oh my gosh, I've wasted my time. I have used my time not wisely. I have, you know, taken advantage of my own time. And I think that's why this, I led in with this whole conversation of like, this is kind of like a deeper dive into it, because it's tricky. It's super heady because we're going to spend our time no matter what. Sometimes it's going to take us longer to figure things out than maybe we would have wanted, but none of it is ever a waste. And so how can we really, like you always say, we can maybe get it in our heads, but how do we get it in our hearts that the time is not wasted and we don't need to be hard on ourselves or judge ourselves for it?
You said the perfect word. You just said the one of the examples that I want to focus on for a second here. And that is that we were acting out of alignment sometimes. And then we start to realize that now we're in alignment. And I think that's the tricky part of all of this. When I look back on this marriage, I wasn't necessarily thinking that I was out of alignment. I felt like I was juggling all the balls in the air and was keeping myself in alignment. And I think that's where we can get into trouble, I think, with ourselves and our thinking mind. Oh my gosh, I knew this before. How come I didn't act on it? Oh, I was out of alignment. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And it truly doesn't work that way, I don't think, when I think back on these 33 years. And I have to focus on this because 33 years is half my life. So it's right. Been very, very prevalent for me to think about this and learn from this. And so I can look back on and see where places I was out of alignment with myself in many situations. And in many situations, I was in alignment with myself during these 33 years. So sometimes it's not until we have the reflection part where we're actually, that's where the learning and the growing comes from, that we say, hey, wait a minute. Wow. Maybe I had the gut feeling 25 years ago, but this was happening in my life and this was happening in my life and this and this, and it all made sense to do what it was that I did in the moment. So I'm saying this for the fact of, if you are feeling that you've wasted your time in whatever situation you're in, you didn't. You did the best you could in the moment with the information that you had. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the issue. What I've realized in my life now in thinking and how I've been able to set myself free from this feeling that I've wasted my time and not only set myself free, I'm so happy. I'm so joyous. I have zero regrets over the past 33 years. I'm only now looking back on it with love and compassion for myself, thinking I did the best I could with all the information I had, and the how I am today is a result of all of the things that I've learned from all of the experiences that I've had. And I think it kind of reminds me of the Rodin quote where he says, nothing is a waste of time if you use the experience wisely. And I think there's no pressure on us to, oh my gosh, every time we have an experience, we have to use right. what we learned wisely. No, what I take that as, this kind of set me free. Nothing is a waste of time. So I did the best that I could with the information that I had in the moment. And now I'm doing the best I can with the information that I have in the moment now, which is so much greater than what I had before. And I believe what happens in situations for most of us, and I'm going to speak for myself personally, is I focus too much on the perceived ending or the outcome of the 33 years. Instead of forgetting about all the things, as I reflected back, all the things that I did then that I may not do today, the hits in my stomach, oh my gosh, the gut, the intuition, now I've learned today. Now I'm focusing at least as much, if not more. And what did I learn? Wow, I did the best that I could. I made this choice. And now I've learned that won't be a choice that I make tomorrow. That won't be something that I will do later. And I feel like this is the beauty of when we talk about how time is precious. Time is precious. I think it's the most precious when we learn from it. As I look at my life at 67, I'll be 68 this year. I have less time left.
Okay.
No. This is a good thing. That's why I'm so joyous. I am so grateful that at 67, I now have, you know, hopefully, you know, a few decades left. So it's so joyful to think that way. It makes perfect sense for me to think that way. And the other beauty of it, I've learned so much about myself. I'm not at a place, though, I don't want to give anyone the inclination or the thought process that I'm at a place that I'm into forgiveness or I'm into this is such a blessing, what all I endured for 33 years of the trauma or whatever it was. I'm not in that place, but I'm in a very good place of what all that I've learned. I'm so excited about what I've learned about me. Not other people, not situations. I've learned so much about me. And given where I was in certain situations, why I did the things that I did. And so most of the time, when I look back, I have so much compassion and love for myself because most of the time I was trying to do the right thing or what I thought was going to be the thing that would be the best thing in the interest of the whole. Wasn't always the case. The outcome didn't come out that way sometimes. But that was a lot of times my intention. And I think that it's so important that we understand that truly the reason things are not a waste of time, if you look at the whole picture and you look at the whole situation, is because you are really learning so much about yourself. And sometimes for me, it was the darkest side. Sometimes they call it the shadow work. Sometimes the shadow parts of me, but also the lightest and most beautiful parts of me. I know I just gave you a lot. I could see the look on your face whenever you say, oh my gosh, mom, there's so much to unpack here.
No, I love it. But I think that all of that is just like, that's actually what healing looks like.
Yes, of course. Yes. Yes.
You know, I think so often we've talked about healing of that. It's not really necessarily a destination point or where, when you get to a place where everything is perfect or you're enlightened or everything is easy, but you pick up the pieces of things you've learned along the way and feel like, okay, I can use this going forward. And that you know that you're at peace. I know that that's hard sometimes, but you're in a state of acceptance where, again, it takes what it takes. That was what it was. It took whatever it took to get to where I am now. Not everything was bad. You know, within the period of time of that particular instance, there was good. And I think that remembering that there's good that goes along with the bad. I think for me, at least with my experiences, the lessons that have come along with the super bad, I feel are gifts. And that's to me what healing looks like or feels like, where I can be at this space in my life and look back on everything and reflect on it, that truly owning and grasping that none of it was a waste of time. Because, you know, I think this came up for us. And when I was so happy when you brought this up to me at lunch the other day, because when I was going through a difficult breakup in my 20s, I really, really felt like I had wasted so much time. And because of the age that I was, it was like basically from college to late 20s, I felt like I had wasted that golden time of like youth and all of the things that you think go along with that period of time, because I was in this relationship that, you know, whatever, it wasn't the right one. And so when I was healing from that period of time, I just was so hard on myself because I felt like I wasted that time. I wasted that chapter of my life on this thing. I wasted this time consistently making choices against my own best interest, against my own intuition. I know we've talked about in an early episode about how I really felt like in that situation, I was actively going against my intuition. You know, I was getting those gut instincts that maybe this wasn't the right choice. This wasn't the right person. I didn't need to move to Chicago to go be with this person and do all those things, but I did it anyways. And how that kind of impacted me on like a chronic level of doing that for so long, you finally get to this place of when it all falls apart, wait, who even am I? Because I've lost myself along the way. And so I had so much judgment about that. I can't believe I did that. I could have been doing so many other things. I could have been with so many different people. I could have been so much happier. I could have met different people. I could have dated different people. I could have not suffered so much. I could have been on a completely different path or career or whatever. All of those like could have, would have, should haves of the past. And I really was hard on myself for that long period of time that I spent in that situation. And that's why I feel like this is what healing feels like, because now I can look back at that with complete love almost for it, because it was perfect. That was my path. And that's why I, you know, say try to lean into loving your life journey no matter where it takes you. And even if you don't think that it's what's right for you, because even though there was a lot that I maybe wouldn't necessarily have chosen for myself or would have wished differently, it brought me to where I am today. It's taught me what I know today. It's given me strength and confidence and perspective and insights. And I no longer think of it as a waste. And of course, and that's why I say it's healing, because it's taken me, I was so angry for so long about that situation. I was truly a bitter Betty. I wanted revenge. I wanted everyone to know that I was right and I had been wronged, and, you know, all of the stuff that you feel when things fall apart. And it's just very freeing to be released of all of that. Okay, friends, as much as I care about my health, wellness, and feeling good from the inside out, as we know, life is busy, unpredictable, hectic, and chaotic. And for me, sometimes things just fall through the cracks. You all know I'm a soda girly through and through, and some days it feels like I'm just not eating all of the healthy foods that I know that my body needs, which is why I absolutely love having AG1 as part of my daily routine. AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that delivers daily nutrients and gut health support and is backed by multiple research studies, so you can trust what you're putting into your body, which is so important to me. I know there's so many supplements and vitamins and things out there, and it can be hard to know what to choose and what to trust, but I trust AG1 because they are trusted by experts and medical professionals that give you one less thing to research. I know that what I'm putting into my body is safe, healthy, and effective. AG1 is also a game changer when it comes to gut health, digestion, and keeping things regular, which we all know is super important. If I had to recommend one product to support whole body health, it's AG1, and that's why I'm excited to welcome them as a partner. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/barbknowsbest. That's drinkag1.com/barbknowsbest. Check it out.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
I love that you brought that up, Michelle, and introduced us to the idea of this is truly a healing. Because when I think about thinking of life as being a waste of time and a relationship as being a waste of time, or a certain incident that we've been in as being a waste of time, or a dinner that we've been at that's been a waste of time. I mean, how often do we use those words? We use that phrase, I think, probably more often than we're even realizing or aware of. And I think that the idea that this is healing, because really for me, healing is that I'm no longer stuck in the rumination of what if, I should have, I could have, this is a waste of time, all those things, blah, 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 all those things that we say to ourselves, when we can actually set ourselves free from that, that is healing. That is being on the healing path, because I don't believe we're ever totally healed, because we're always healing. There's always something that's going to happen in life that we have to take a look at. And maybe this is where we go down a detour, where we go wrong, if you want to use that word, wrong. Maybe this is where we go wrong. We forget that when we're in a situation, when we're in a relationship, when we're in a marriage, when we're in a friendship, we think that the future is going to turn out good. The future is going to turn out okay. You know, we're on a path here that's going to be great. You know, I don't think any of us wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to jump into this because it's going to suck. I'm going to be miserable. I'm going to suffer a lot. This is going to be really hard work, but I'm going to do it anyway. And I think that's where we really, I don't think any of us wake up in the morning jumping into a relationship already knowing that it's going to be bad. And I don't think we wake up in the morning already saying that we want this to be just a really hellacious day, so let's just dive into it. I think we always for the most part, I guess, think of what's the best thing I can do today? How can I live my best life today? Or what can I do to have some fun or to have some happiness or some success? So we forget that we can't control what the outcomes are going to be in the future. So we take certain steps. We take certain actions, we do certain things, thinking that it's going to bring us closer. I think we go into it thinking it's going to bring us closer to the outcome that we desire. But there's no guarantee of that ever. There's never a guarantee of that, because external factors come in that we don't even take into account, because we don't even know what they are, because it's all unknown. So I think where I started to release myself was, you know, you jump into the unknown. I mean, you have parameters and you have thoughts and ideas and hopes and wishes and dreams and creativity around what it is you want to do, and you've learned so much already in your life and in relationships. But we need to also make room for the life experiences that happen along the way that change our thinking, that affect our emotions. And then how are we processing our emotions and our feelings? And how do we show our feelings? Like we don't think about some of those things that come into play huge in relationships. And I think then when we come out of the relationship, and this is what happened for me, then when I was in the process of ending this 33-year-old marriage, I think, okay, so now I got it. I'm going to be the same way in 10 years. And no, I'm not. So the teaching for me has been, this is who I am today. And who I was then is who I was then. Who I'm going to be tomorrow will be another version of Barb. It'll be more enlightened, wiser. Hopefully I've learned all the things, but we never stay the same. We talk about this and we all know this, but it's hard to digest it from the head to the heart. We can think it and say, oh, of course everything changes, but do we really believe it from the heart? And so in where I am today and what I would love to help share with everyone listening, of course, that the only constant in life is change. And a lot of times our essence or our being doesn't change all the time. We still are who we are from the inside out. The lifetime, superficial lifetime, what we're doing, engaging in the outside world sometimes changes. And we are going to do things that maybe aren't in alignment, but we feel like they are in that moment. It's just kind of an ebb and flow and an ebb and flow. And I believe, so for me, I'm thinking these are parts of me. This is where the compassion and the empathy can come in. You know, these are parts of me that I was meant to outgrow, that I was meant to learn from. It brought me deeper, more deeply connected to who I am and what I love about myself and loving myself more. So how can that ever be a waste of time if I'm loving myself more today than I ever have? So those are the things that I want everyone to just think about, life never being a waste of time. Whatever we do in life is never a waste of time. And we can actually start to appreciate our own growth and not losing sight of the steps that we've taken, the things that we've done, this pain and suffering we've endured, the joy that maybe we've endured, and the living and the choices that we make along this journey where all the important stuff is happening out there. I mean, we are really, you know, Glennon Doyle and Abby do their podcast, We Can Do Hard Things. We are really warriors on this life path. And I feel that now more than ever. And I've been through a lot in my life. I've been through so much trauma and all of the things. And so I feel even stronger today. I feel happier today. Mm-hmm. I feel more empowered today. I am a warrior and we are all warriors. So I think we give ourselves a huge disservice by saying it was such a waste of time. We're better than that. We deserve better than that. So to beat ourselves up in that is not kind. But we are going to do it. So I'm not judging you. And I'm not, I just want to make sure I'm not judging you because I did it. I did it for on and off for a year or two here. So I'm not judging you. I'm just saying that as you start to unfold and kind of release that thought process that it's, oh my gosh, I wasted my life. This is such a waste of time. Just kind of tease that apart just a so slightly ever bit. But I also want to say one more thing. We were talking about recognizing the good and the bad and all of that. That is very, very important to recognize the whole totality of the relationship. But I will say, don't focus only on the good.
Of course.
Because these are the times when you can start to go back into a toxic relationship. If you're looking at everything and think, oh my gosh, this was so nice. This was so good. What was I thinking? It wasn't as bad as I thought. No, you want to really detach a tiny bit from it. It's hard to detach from your own life and your own relationship, but detach a tiny bit from it and stay in focus of what's true.
Right.
Yes, it was good. Yes, it was bad. It doesn't mean that I need to put the thing back together if life is not, and my gut and my whole instinct and all the learnings that I've had along the way are telling me it's time to end it. Let's move on.
Yeah, I think it's super common when you're fresh out of a situation or especially a relationship to romanticize it. That was something that really kept me stuck for such a long time and probably kept me, I think it's, you know, thinking about the timeline of specifically healing from relationships, you know, it's at least from my experience, you romanticize it. So it keeps you in it longer. And then you get to another period of healing where you're like, oh my gosh, why did I romanticize it? And then the judgment of staying in for so long. Why did I care so much? But I think it's super common to really highlight the good when you're leaving a relationship, because there's still a part of you that's sad and it's comfortable, it's familiar, you're scared, you're about to have a huge change. And, you know, like we've talked about in last week's episode, the human nature, for better or worse, leans towards the familiar and the comfortable. And so we want to make ourselves somehow think that staying will be better, because look at all this good that was there. It wasn't all bad. But of course, you have to seek to find that detachment to remember what's true and what's real and what's right for you. Because then I think the pendulum swings, or at least it did for me, from where I went from romanticizing the situation to then, oh my God, this was terrible, awful, a demonic human being, burn it all down, get the revenge, let everyone know how awful this person was, which also isn't true for me. And so that's why I feel like there's so much freedom in healing, because you kind of come back to that content center where you can look back on something and see the dysfunction or see the toxicity or see the trauma, but you also know that there were it allows you to have compassion and empathy for yourself, for your choices, because you chose those things or those people for those reasons, because there was something that kept you there. There was good. And so you can have that, you know, eagle eye view of it all, saying like, okay, there was good, there was bad. And both aspects of it taught me something and got me to where I am now. And again, it's such a freeing, healing place to be when you can look back on periods of your life with that perspective and almost feel not detached, because obviously it was your life, but at peace. And that's why it's not a waste.
No.
I wouldn't change any of it.
It's so interesting, Michelle, because we wouldn't change any of it, but we wouldn't ask for it either. It's kind of, that's why life is so tricky and so beautiful and so mysterious and so hard all at the same time. Because when I look at this marriage, I wouldn't change anything today. Well, see, I don't know. I'm not at that place where I wouldn't change anything, but I'm certainly at the place where I don't regret it and it wasn't a waste of time. And I think that the decision, our decision always lies in how we view something. What perspective are we looking? What point of reference are we looking? What is our perspective on what transpired and what's happening? And then what actions did we take? And actually it's so important just not, you know, to think about the actions that we took in that moment. And then thinking about all the learning and all the growing and not losing sight of the fact that when something ends, it is also an opportunity now for something new, for something else. And so we go through all of this that we're talking about today. And once we're through it, once we get to a place of, okay, this was not a waste of time. I have learned and I am growing and I am actually out the other side of feeling content, feeling that this was not a waste of time. Then we can actually start to reflect on, instead of the past and instead of all the things that we went through, we can actually shift a little bit to, what did I learn? Like, what is not okay for me for right now in this moment and the future? What will my boundaries be in relationships going forward? How do I feel now? Because how I feel now is not how I felt 25 years ago, 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the beauty of it. When you get past the, oh my gosh, this was such a waste of time, we actually start, we're able to reflect on the teachings, the learnings. And we make use of that for our next moment and our next moment and our next moment in a job, in a relationship, in a friendship, whatever that is. We actually start to say, okay, I know myself better. You know, you talk a lot about making ourselves our own best friend. I'm now an extraordinary best friend for myself. You know, we kind of get those thoughts and those feelings and we feel really good about embracing ourselves. It's so hard. It was, you know, I've gone through a lot and I've been practicing so long and I've often thought I am my own best friend. But then going through this breakup of 33 years, I started doubting some of that. Some doubt creeped in. Mm-hmm. I was like, wait a minute, am I really my own best friend? I'm not liking some of the decisions I made, or I'm not liking some of the choices. And so I think that doubt is going to creep in, or we're going to think, wait a minute, is this what I think? And so just really staying the course of, yes, I love myself, I trust myself, even though there are moments here where I'm starting to have some doubt creep in. Doubt is not truth. Doubt is here to, I guess when I look back on it, doubt was here to help me see the fuller picture. I didn't buy into the doubt, but I also knew that I needed to look back and digest this even more, that this was not a waste of time. And so I think if we can have an open mind about what is, what was, and what will be, every experience, and this is the truth of what I've come to know, every experience has given me an opportunity to gain greater knowledge, understanding, wisdom, truth, so that I now can go into another relationship or go into the next iteration of what my life will look like in this next moment with some humility, with some wisdom, with my mind and my heart open. I wanted to close my heart off. I wanted to say, wait a minute, Barb, don't even open. You can't trust anybody. You know how we say that to ourselves. Wow, this is such a waste of time. I can't trust people. I thought I could, but I can't. You know, we say all those things to ourselves. And so we can start to approach, I'm starting to approach life with open-mindedness, receptivity, humility, wisdom, and truly, really believing with my heart that nothing is ever a waste of time.
That's such an important and powerful message, because like we talk about with so often, Dr. Maya Angelou's quote, forgive yourself for not knowing what you didn't know before you learned it. And that goes for the choices that we make in life. We don't know necessarily how things are going. We never know how things are going to unfold or end up when we make a decision, for better or for worse. And so we never know how long things are going to last, for a reason, a season, a lifetime. And, you know, that's truly what we mean when we say it takes what it takes, because we're all living life in this present moment with our unique circumstances, perspectives, resources, paths, journeys, desires, goals, wishes, and there's always a lot going on around us. Sometimes life goes by and we realize that the time has passed and maybe we're not where we wanted to be or thought we would be or think we should be. But that doesn't mean that it's too late or that we've wasted our time and we can't make choices right now in the present to bring us back to who we are, what we want. And I think that's kind of the cool beauty of life and time being that precious resource, but also something that's constant, that's not going away. You're never too late. There's always time right now. I guess that's why, you know, the cliche, there's no time like the present. If you're feeling frustrated by your life or by your experiences or by a relationship or a circumstance or a job or whatever, you can act on it right now and not judge yourself for staying or waiting, because sometimes it takes longer than we thought it would. And it's just really cool that life presents itself in such a way where you have those ebbs and flows and those ups and downs and those highs and lows. And then the healing that comes with the perspective that you get of it all.
Beautiful, Michelle. And I think you brought up a really important message here that it is never too late. And that's why in my first book, and it's one of the things that I live by, that George Eliot quote, it's never too late to be what you might have been. It is never too late. And I think where we, most often for me, keeping me cognizant of that and having respect and mindfulness of that idea that it's never too late, is it's really a good idea if you're going through a huge relationship breakup or situation or whatever is happening in your life where you're saying to yourself, this was such a waste of time. Once you start to do this process of moving through it, it's really a good idea. You know, Michelle talks all the time about journaling. It's really a good idea to write down what is the list of things, really concretely, what are the things that I have learned from this? What are the things that I have, how I have grown? Because sometimes as you start to write down and when you're moving through this, you start to think, wow, if I didn't have this situation, it's 33 years, I would have missed out on some of these learnings, on some of these teachings. And one of the things that came out for me huge was patience. I have, and I have a lot of patience with myself right now. I think part of our relationship, we did the episode on the mother-daughter relationship. Part of, I think what makes our relationship even more, even stronger, but also less, we don't have so many ups and downs like we used to have.
We have ups and downs, just not as severe.
Not as severe. Exactly. Thank you. Is patience. We both have a lot of patience with each other.
That's true.
So I think patience is a big thing that can come out of difficult relationships that are ending and teachings and learnings. And I think no matter how much we want to believe that other people will change, if we can do this and we can just do that and we can be a little bit better here and we could be a little bit more there, thinking that we can change other people. Sometimes other people's behavior is never going to change. And most time people's behavior is not going to change unless they want to change.
Right.
And so I think we can actually start to look at where are the places in my life. And as I started writing things down in the past couple of weeks, because I've been so joyful in this place of not thinking that 33 years of my life was a waste of time, is I have so many ideas of boundaries that I'm going to set for the future. So many ideas of what gaslighting means. I remember a few weeks ago, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine and it was really difficult. And I was being very truthful and kind at the same time. And the person listened and that was it. And didn't have any responses to what I had to say. And I really didn't expect any responses. I had no expectations. And then a few days later, they sent me a text message talking about how wonderful everything is and happy to see you the other day and look forward to seeing you again in the future, and sent me a couple photos from the past. And I thought, wait a minute, what happened to what I had to say? Right. It was just kind of really weird. It left
just
me
just not acknowledging what you had said. What I bravely talked about.
Yeah. And it was just it left me very weird. And I remember showing you the message and I said, Michelle, is this what gaslighting is? And you laughed. You go, yep, mom. So, and not that it's not bad or good. It's just so wonderful. I get it. And so I'm not angry. I'm not resentful. I'm not trying to fix it. I'm not trying to anything. It's just like, good to know, which is a quote from you, Michelle.
Good to know.
It's good to know. So I've learned so many things about boundaries and relationships, and learned even deeper that the only person that I can change is myself. So the teaching is that we cannot change other people. We cannot think that we can. And knowing that the only control we do have in life is that we can respond to anything that comes our way, and we have the confidence and we have the strength. And we can do the hard thing when anything comes our way that starts to cause us some suffering. So I'm very excited about the prospect of sharing all of this with all of you. I was so excited about sharing it with Michelle at lunch. Because yeah. I feel like if you can start to open up to the possibility of this being a gateway to greater knowledge of yourself, greater understanding of life in general,
greater understanding of yourself, greater compassion, love, acceptance, humility, and wisdom of yourself, knowing that life is never a waste of time and that we always, it's never too late to be what we might have been. And for me, what I might have been is the greatest person, the greatest version of who I am. I'm constantly wanting to be in true alignment with my own authenticity. I want to be exactly who I am so that when I step into life and when I step into the world, when I step into relationships, I am who I am. And doesn't mean I won't compromise in certain situations, but I have some very strong beliefs of what's right for me. And that's good. I want other people to have that same feeling. And if I enter into another relationship, I want that person to have the same feeling that they know who they are and they're comfortable in their own skin.
And of course that we're always becoming that.
Exactly. We never stop learning.
Each day we pick up something new or learn something new or get a new insight or hit of that. And it's a journey. And I don't ever know that we ever really reach a destination, but I think we just, like my life coach said years and years ago, Allison, follow the breadcrumbs of what feels true to you. And if nothing else, that makes the journey more enjoyable.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for this conversation.
What just a cool convo.
Yeah. Thank you for asking for it, Michelle. And just remembering, nothing is a waste of time and use your experiences wisely.
And I think there's lots more that can be said on this topic. I feel like there's so many thoughts running around in my brain.
Just give yourself compassion and love. I think I say this often, and I mean it truly, because I have been one that hasn't given myself very much compassion and love over the years. And it matters so much. It changes everything when you can actually give yourself a big hug and offer yourself the same compassion, empathy, and care that you would offer the person that you love the most. And let that person that you love the most be you.
Perfect. I love it. I love it so much. And I hope that this was helpful for you all to at least start the journey of self-compassion, self-forgiveness. You don't have to judge yourself for your timeline, and to trust your timing and trust your, start to really love your path. I really can't say enough how much that has shifted so much in my life when I stopped fighting my life path and started to embrace it. And again, that's a practice day by day by day, chipping away at the resentment or shame or guilt or judgment or fear, whatever it might be. Just chip, chip, chip away and see what happens. So thank you all. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you, Mom, for sharing as usual. If you have questions, comments, concerns, podcast topic requests, make sure you're following us at social media at Peaceful Barb, at Michelle Maros, at Barb Knows Best Pod. That's always the best way to stay in touch. If you haven't yet, make sure you're liked and subscribed to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts so that you are always up to date with each new show and drop. If you haven't yet and you're loving the show, give us a 5-star rating on iTunes and Spotify and leave us a review. It's super helpful. We appreciate it. And we love you so much for it. Lastly, if you haven't signed up for our newsletter, there is a link in the show notes that will allow you to do so that you can stay up to date, everything Barb and Michelle and more. Thank you so much again for listening and being a part of this fabulous, wonderful, supportive community. Thank you, Mom, for being you. And we will talk to you next week because, as we know, Barb knows best. Bye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio.
See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.